13N. Listen to an interview and choose the best alternative.
Game on. Starting a business. A 16-year-old schoolboy from Johannesburg started his own business by developing a crowdsourcing app. The idea was to help visitors to the Kruger Game Park spot the animals they'd come to see. Here is an interview with the entrepreneur, Nadav Ossendriver.
Ah, the sounds of the wild. Lovely, isn't it? When European explorers went on African hunting expeditions in the past, they had to rely on local trackers, patience, and luck in their pursuit of the Big Five. Today's tourists are armed with cameras instead of guns, but they too rely on luck in their search for buffalo, elephants, leopards, lions, and rhino. The animals range over a vast area, and it can be very difficult to spot them from a moving vehicle. The particular habits of some animals also make it hard to track them down. Elephants never stay in one place for long, for example, and lions are perfectly camouflaged in the high grass, making it very hard to see them. However, a 16-year-old schoolboy from Johannesburg found a high-tech solution to the difficulties of spotting animals in the wild. Nadav Ossendriver's website, Kruger Sightings, gives real-time updates on animal locations in South Africa's world-famous Kruger National Park. The updates are based on the information that visitors to the park post on his site or on other social media. We here at Upstarts are delighted to welcome Nadav to the programme to tell us about his business. Hello, Nadav.
Hi, Nina.
So, Nadav, the first question for young entrepreneurs is always the same. Why this particular business?
My family's been visiting the park since forever, and I know that it can be quite difficult to spot some animals, especially solitary ones like rhino or leopards. I just grew tired of nagging my parents to ask passing motorists in the park whether they've seen any of the Big Five and where they'd sighted them. So I thought to myself, there must be hundreds of visitors to the park who feel the same way I do. So I set up a blog, and when I got 70 hits the very first day, I knew I was onto something.
How did you begin? I mean, that's always the hardest part, isn't it? You've got a good idea, but how to develop it further?
I developed a crowdsourcing app and transposed it to a setting in the African bush. I invested money I had saved in a domain name and a proper hosting site. I knew that hosting was important. I needed the site to be fast and user-friendly. Then I started a YouTube channel and uploaded Kruger videos about the animals in that fabulous natural setting. This in turn attracted more people to my website. As a YouTube partner, revenue is generated through ads on the videos, as well as ads on the website. However, the crowdsourcing apps can be downloaded for free.
Wow. And you said earlier that the app is also used to support some endangered wildlife programs in the park.
That's right.
You make it sound so easy. I'm sure it wasn't. And you were 16 years old when you started. What about school?
Yeah, my parents were very clear on this. I was free to develop my ideas, you know, young entrepreneur and all that. But it was not to interfere with my schoolwork. The problem was that as the website expanded, I gained almost 20,000 followers in just under 9 months. It became harder to keep a balance. I had to get up at the crack of dawn to have the updates ready when the gates in the park opened at 6 o'clock, and I ran the site during breaks at school too. I was getting pretty tired, burning the candle at both ends. Luckily, the site made just enough money to hire a full-time employee who managed everything while I was at school.
I hope it's not putting you on the spot, but is this a feasible business?
No, it's a fair question. At the moment, all additional profits are pumped back into the business. I'll only know if it's viable further down the line, but I've got to try. I love the Kruger. It's an amazing place. And I want tourists who come here to see and appreciate the animals too.
I've been on safari in Tanzania, and I know how terribly frustrating it can be to travel around the game reserve all day and not see any of the big five. I mean, the animals don't conveniently show up wherever you happen to be, do they? I think you're onto something here. Have you caught the eye of the big players over in Silicon Valley yet?
Yeah, Google emailed me. At first, I thought it was my friends pulling my leg, but it was the guys from Google, all right. They said they were always on the lookout for original ideas and that they liked my site. Apparently, they would like to find a way to monetize the idea more effectively and to apply it to other areas. We'll see.
Well, it sounds very exciting. Next, after a word from our sponsors, we'll be taking your calls.